Unit 12. An interview with Wolfgang Puck, the famous Oscar night caterer.
Hello, Mr. Puck. Nice to meet you. Great that you've managed to take the time.
No problem. I'm glad to be here.
So you came to Los Angeles in 1975 and quickly became a favorite of Hollywood's elite as chef and owner of the restaurant Ma Maison. Then you went on to create your flagship restaurant, Spago, and became a star who has been cooking at the Oscar night for a couple of years now. How do you feel about that?
What can I say? I'm really grateful for my fabulous life and career. Cooking at the Oscars is a big challenge year after year. There is so much pressure, and it's most important to stay calm and to be in control of everything that is going on in the kitchen.
You are also well known for trying lots of creative flavor combinations. In your experiments, have there ever been any flops? Maybe at the Oscars?
No, not at the Oscars. Actually, I cook everything in my head before I start trying out a new recipe. So with all the experience, it's rare that I'll make something which doesn't taste right. Because when I put ingredients together, I usually know what the end result will taste like.
When did you first realize that you wanted to become a chef?
When I was 13, I realized that the kitchen would be my playground, my hobby, and my profession.
What are your fondest food memories from childhood?
Eating Wiener Schnitzel with mashed potato for Sunday lunch.
Are you an extremely adventurous eater? Are there any foods you won't eat or even try?
I'm rather adventurous in food, as long as the quality of the ingredients is first rate, which means you won't find me at a fast food store.
Are your friends and family reluctant to cook for you for fear that you might consider their cooking to be less sophisticated or creative than yours?
I'm an easy and polite guest wherever I'm invited, as long as they have a good bottle of wine on hand.
What is a typical work day like? How many hours a day do you work? Do you work from one location or travel around to your various restaurants?
I'm the luckiest guy in the world, because my work is also my hobby. So whether I'm starting early in the morning or finishing late at night, I love the restaurant business. I certainly have to travel a lot to our different locations, from Maui to Atlantic City, and the only thing I don't like is meetings with accountants, lawyers, or attending board meetings.
Why do you think you've had such staying power in the Hollywood dining scene, where other chefs and trendy restaurants come and go so fast?
We are not a trendy restaurant or bar like so many of the others we have seen opening over the years. We're all about quality, and in the end, quality will win and stay around for a longer time.
Do you ever watch celebrity chef shows or popular cooking shows like Top Chef? If so, which are your favorites?
I rarely watch television. As a matter of fact, I only saw a few of my own shows, but I think Top Chef is an interesting show because it gets young people involved and interested in cooking.
You are outspoken about using as many organic and natural ingredients as possible, but how do you respond to people who say they simply can't afford that? Is there a solution for making organic and natural foods a more realistic option for the average American shopper?
We always try to use only the best ingredients, and most of the time, the organic and all-natural ingredients are better in taste and better for you. Unfortunately, not everybody can afford all organic or natural, but I hope that this will be the direction where our food industry goes. And I believe that instead of subsidizing people to grow corn to make fuel, the government should subsidize organic farmers so that school children will get a healthy, delicious meal instead of the unhealthy options they have now.
If you hadn't become a chef, what would you be doing right now?
It's a very difficult question, as I've been cooking since I was 14. But I certainly would love to be an artist more than anything. I make soups for the supermarket, and Andy Warhol painted the cans.
Thank you for your interview and for sharing some of your recipes with our readers.
My pleasure. Thank you.